Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, 73780, listener appreciation party tonight, okay? If you haven't won yet, are we giving out any today? That's it? No? So we're all set. We got Halal Guys, we got vodka, what's the vodka called?
Space City Vodka.
Space City Vodka, yeah. How about that? It's right here in Houston. Space, I think it is.
Well, it would make some sense.
It would make sense. It's not like from Albuquerque.
Yeah, and isn't TDECU getting a name change? It's like Space City U or something like that, as far as the bank, the sponsorship names change or something like that.
The credit union's changing.
Yeah, credit union. Yeah, I believe so. Something like that. Also, Beyond Halal Guys, Lanes will be here. BB Tech Orleans. We've got the Astros trophy coming in. You can take pictures with that.
Yeah.
And we also have Tejas Beer bringing us drinks. So nice. It'll be a good night.
Good night. Great night. Great night. Let's get La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
El Juan, el Hollywood Johnny, el Lance Nitzel, el Delicito.
El Delicito.
La onda. But a third gentleman, good morning. Gentlemen, it should be a holiday show. What are we talking about, sports? Who cares? Who cares about Randy Johnson and the Kikuchi? We already know they're going to shoot the Angels. We need to talk about the listener party. Oh, shit. Oh, my bad.
Did he just drop
what up? Just happened?
I think he got cut off before he said it. But I'm not sure what else is going on in that car.
Hey, so anyway, look.
Sounds like a Diddy party in there.
Yeah, hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Are you at a Diddy party?
No. I'm pre-gaming right now before the party.
Oh, you know what I mean? This is awfully early. Did you get you got your invite, right?
Yeah. It's out early, man. You ain't drunk. You ain't going to drink in the morning, right, Johnny?
That's right. You can't be drunk all day.
Yeah. So, look, here's what I'm saying. How come we're not talking about, like, over and unders how many fights is Johnny going to start? Like, with Lady J and Dell, or, like, maybe, like, the girls, like, maybe Abigail or somebody else, or I don't know.
Are you going to start fights?
Or something like that. Or how come we're not talking about, like, who's going to get the drunkest, the fastest at the party?
I don't like this. This feels
drunkest,
like
fastest.
John.
Not me.
I'm coming in.
Yeah, but I'll still be fine.
Oh, what's the over and under for how many people are going to hug Dell?
Hopefully 6.5.
I'm saying 12.
Okay.
Well, I've got control over that somewhat. So yeah.
Somewhat. But not when they come in from the front and the back trying to make a Dell sandwich.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's play that game, see how it goes for everybody.
Well, let's play it.
Yeah.
You're basically telling people to play it.
And I say, let's see how it goes for you.
La Raza, didn't you go up and hug RJ thinking it was Dell?
Yeah, you told me that was Dell. You told me that was Dell that one time. What's his name was here? Keyshawn Johnson. Like, oh, look, there's Dell over there. I'm
yeah.
Like, Dell doesn't wear a Laker jersey. Yeah, that's him. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I hugged him.
He hugged him from behind, too. It was great. RJ was like,
hadn't you noticed I hadn't been around? All of a sudden, I would show up.
Why
would I have been there at that point? I wasn't even around. Wasn't even working here.
Yeah, but it was a black guy, so you know what?
What does that mean?
That was easy to convince him.
All right, you know. So since we're playing this game, Alan is going to be playing the role of Dell tonight. I'm going to have Alan show
Alan?
Up. Yeah.
He's Dell. Okay. So,
yeah,
I'm going to tell people, hey, that's Dell. Go hug
him. Yeah, and I'll just stay home.
Alan, you're going to get a bunch of hugs tonight.
You can't recast yourself.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And particularly because, like, how the 2000s and TV works, we get the lighter. We get a lighter skin version, and they put that guy in, and I'm done. That's how TV used to work. So, Alan, you're in. Alan said, oh.
You get all the hugs. Not
you get
great.
All the, you get
and
all the
we
hugs,
got
Alan.
A lot of hotties that are going to come up and hug you,
well,
Alan.
That's generally not how it works at those parties.
Based on your listener base.
With the scunions.
Based on your listener base, do you think the Astros will send a replica of the actual trophy? So the 2022 World Series
you can't
trophy
say
is
that.
Supposed to be.
You can't say that.
What do
You're
I
not
say?
The 2022 Astros trophy.
Oh, I can't say WS?
Nope.
Okay,
not
a
sure
trophy
why.
That the Astros won in 2022
exactly.
in November is going to be here. Or, as Pepe Le Pew, one of the Twitter says, he maybe a replica just to protect it against our
no,
listeners.
No, they brought the real.
Is it a replica? Because I'm thinking about like Gronk spiking that trophy. Bro.
Okay.
No,
get
not
off.
Gronk spiking.
Oh, we're going to lose all of our sponsors. They're going to be too afraid. They're going to be too afraid already. Gronk spiking.
Hey, I'll go pick up Gilbert from the nursing home.
No, don't do that either. I don't like any. I don't like this phone call at all.
This phone
call
is aggressive.
Not one good thing has come from this call.
Well, it's better than what they do with the Stanley Cup.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to talk to HR and Pika. Who is it about the I got a complaint.
Well,
who are you going to tell?
Yeah, no, Lisa Beavers.
Laura Beavers.
Laura Beavers.
What are you going to complain to her about?
What are you going to complain to Laura about?
I'm going to put a complaint, man. You guys.
You don't work here.
You'll find out.
You'll find out.
You don't
Here's
work
what we
here.
Heard. He wants to bust Gilbert out, but then probably leave him here
Gronk
for somebody else to get him back.
Trophy.
Gronk spike a trophy. Talk to our HR, or not our HR person, our vice president of everything she does. She does a lot of stuff. Yeah. He wants to file a complaint.
Okay.
And he doesn't work here.
He can't file.
And now I don't want to even tell Melissa Blanco from Power Station.
No,
I don't want to tell her about La Raza.
No. Don't bring up La Raza with her, okay? She'll find out about him.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know why,
find out.
Why you're worried about telling.
Beat it, La Raza.
He'll introduce himself.
All right, start drinking. So you get
apparently trained. That's already started.
So you'll be all lubed up.
It sounds like
I think
started.
It's already started.
He might have.
He's on one already.
He dropped an S-bomb on us.
He tried. He said, shit.
Let's get Nico in here. Let's talk about Cooch. What you say, Nico?
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Mito. Hey, Mito.
Hey, shout out to ESPN. I'll be at the party tonight.
Nice.
You know, shout out to La Raza, everybody, the warehouse. So, you know, me personally, I'm picking Kikuchi over a Johnson any day. You know, but whatever y'all preference is, that's what y'all prefer. That's on y'all.
Mm-hmm.
2017, you know, when we got Verlander. And he gave us that spark to a World Series. Y'all think Kikuchi is that spark for us this year?
That's what John was trying to make the reference to.
Well, all I'm saying is that, you know, they have won 9 straight with him on the mound. With him on the mound. And that is pretty damn good. I love when a guy keeps you in the, I don't care that he didn't get the win.
I'm glad the bullpen does their job for him.
Well, I'm glad that they finally pick up some runs.
They score
late
runs.
For him. They don't score runs.
Well, in your statistic of winning games that he starts, they obviously score runs, and the bullpen does their job. So everyone else does their job. That's the only way you get a win.
No, it's not the way. You pitched well enough to win, but you didn't get any support. And that's why he didn't get wins.
Well, you don't.
He
have
should
to pick
actually
well.
Should have 7 at least of those 9 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, no,
fair.
He gave up 1 run in 2 of them.
That's probably fair.
Yeah, and didn't get and didn't
I mean,
get a win.
Randy went 7, 8, 9 in all of his starts, so he was there to good or bad. Like if Kikuchi
well, he
fell
didn't
apart
have a spot
in 6,
of coming out and
know.
Get him in 5 2/3. Okay,
there was no
a spot
because he pitched 120.
Well,
if
you walked out to Randy Johnson's mound at 5 2/3. You were in some trouble.
The only time he went 5 2/3 is when he got knocked out by the Phillies, his only loss.
I almost tried to talk to him once before
Randy
his
Johnson?
Start. Yeah.
You're never Ooh. Supposed to talk to him
no,
before start.
No, you do not talk to him on a day of
Or
his
Roger,
start.
Right?
No, I don't.
I don't think you're supposed to talk to Roger before
I don't think
start.
So either. I don't know. I know that you don't approach Randy. I walked up and he gave me a look and I just turned and I walked away.
You pretended like you were never
going to
talk to him.
I never talked to him. No. And, no, he was a scary individual, that's for sure.
He's the one that body slammed that first baseman because he changed the music or something. Remember that?
Yeah.
in Seattle, he body slammed somebody because he didn't like that he changed his music. Probably had Megadeth on, is my guess. Maybe Metallica, but probably more Megadeth. Oh, Mito's still here.
Let's see Mito. All right, Mito, we'll see you tonight.
Quick story on Dell on the last listener party.
Yeah.
Me and my ex-wife walked up on him. I was like, what's up, Dell? And he's like, hey, man. And he turned around and he walked off. And my ex-wife was like, damn, is he always that cheerful? I was like, ah, it's just Dell, baby. That's
well, maybe I knew something Dell. That you didn't.
That she was going to be his ex?
Yeah. I don't need to get to know you. Don't worry about it.
Dell's a good judge of character.
Thank you, Dell. Hey, thank you, Dell. You were warning me without telling me.
Just sending messages. Yep. We'll see Mito tonight. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's break it here. 713-780-3776 is the number.
Pop, cacuche. What? Pop, cacuche, baby.
How about
I'll play it on my phone. All state
siding.
All state windows and siding. We talk about people performing at a high level, and we were talking about a baseball pitcher just now performing at a high level. And All State Windows and Siding, they have been performing at a high level for a long, long time. It's family owned and operated, and they do a great job of getting out to your home, taking care of your work site. So when they do a siding job, they try to keep it as tidy as possible. They get it done. They get everything off of your yard or off your driveway, you know, the old wood that they take off of there. Because it's like taking the face off your home, and then they put a brand new face on, and it looks awesome. It's very durable and looks great. You can set it and forget it. You're done. Once you get that siding on, you are good. Same thing for the windows. Double pane, double strength windows are outstanding. And they're made in Texas for Texas weather. And they take the windows out without breaking any glass. They started a whole process that others try to emulate but can't quite put together the way that Allstate Windows and Siding can. And they give big discounts for military, for veterans, for seniors, for cash purchases, and, of course, for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners. It's allstatewindowsandsiding.com. That's allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So one announcement that came out yesterday was that Tillman Fertitta is bidding on a WNBA franchise, expansion franchise. I don't know that there's a better time to get into the WNBA.
I think it's a great time. Yeah. I was thinking about that. Houston's going to get a team back.
Yeah.
Especially if it's Tillman who has the Rockets.
Didn't work the first time, even though we had four straight championships. And we were, you know, the toast of the league. It wasn't a viable.
Yeah, it was until they moved to NRG Arena. What's your favorite event you've seen?
It obviously wasn't viable. It hasn't been viable as a business for any of the NBA owners.
No, but I went to some
now,
of the games.
Until now.
Well, I think it went down. I think it was up early, and then it went down. But how would we know?
Well, we know that by looking at all of the losses by all the teams that have been in the league until this year.
It didn't from paying anybody. Well, and, they don't by the
way,
TV deals.
And, oh, by the way, the television contract that they got right now that they just signed is so team-friendly and not player-friendly, actually, because it's television-friendly. And not team friendly, rather. It's television friendly because with the ratings that they got, you know, they averaged like over 1.3 this year of rating when the NBA was like 1.56.
WNBA has officially taken a step. And Caitlin Clark's been a massive, you know, I know people get mad and blah, blah, blah. Just look, Michael Jordan took a basketball league that was growing with Magic and Larry and all that stuff. And there was a great. It happened to coincide with Olajuwon and Barkley and Stockton and Malone, all these great players that came in the 80s. But the Jordan era took basketball to a level that it never regressed from. I mean, it had a down period after Jordan left, but it took it to a level financially where salaries and TV deals, all that's done is go north. The same thing has now officially happened with the WNBA. And I know a lot of you don't like to talk about it. You don't want to talk about women in sports and all that stuff. I get it. But it's interesting to me because this sport has been around for, you know, over 20, it's been around for about 27 years on the professional level. And this year officially feels like it's gone to a new level. Like, and Caitlin Clark's been a big reason, but it's also put eyes on Asia Wilson, has put eyes on Ionescu in the All-Star game last year. It's put eyes on Angel Reese and what she's done, but all the players around there, the level of play is way better. The quality of play is substantially better than when it first was. You know, Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops and all them, and Tina Thompson, the level of play now is so much higher than back then.
Yeah.
But they actually had good attendance at the Comets back then. And then Les Alexander got out. Once the NBA said you don't have to fund it, once they got the Toyota Center, Les said, you ain't playing in the Toyota Center. And they had to go play in NRG Arena.
Yeah.
They died almost immediately.
Yeah. Well, whatever the case.
Tillman is going to make it big with a team here.
Yeah. Whatever the case may be, Tillman Fertitta trying to get a team. It would be awesome if we did have a team. And, you know, then it would be something that we could talk about every morning, Art. It would be so great. Yep. Tim, Cub fan Timmy, I mean, it would be totally
Do you think
sweet.
We could find a weekly guest to come in for an hour and talk?
Maybe a daily guest.
Would you sit courtside?
Absolutely.
We get shots of Johnny in the Wild at a WNBA game?
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely, I would sit courtside for that. Especially when Caitlin was here. I'd go to that game.
You ain't get no one's giving you courtside tickets. You got to be somebody who puts money in their pocket.
Yeah, I can know Caitlin will definitely.
Caitlin's a money in my pocket. The big clients get that, not people who take.
The difference between the price of the courtside seat when Caitlin's there and when everybody else is there, it's going to be substantial.
Givers get that ticket. Takers don't get that ticket.
I'm not a taker. I'm a giver. I give. I give. It's all I do. It's all I do. Yes. I give to Fertitta. Now, he's also looking into a hockey team.
Boo.
What?
Wait a minute.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know why I'm anti-hockey. I actually like hockey fine. I just feel like hockey in Houston's not going to make it.
Well, what do you care?
It's not even my business. I don't know why I get all. Like, I'll readily admit, what do I care?
Yeah.
What is
I want to go to hockey games. Are you kidding me? Awesome.
They had them here. Did you go?
Yes, I did.
I went to two of them. It was fun.
Do you remember I had Moose and all those guys on the show all the time?
Well, you need a content.
On Sportsdown Live.
We did a show
from there, a Sportsdown Live show. It was hockey's awesome. And that wasn't even, not even
You're
close
gonna get
to
a lot
NHL
more Russians
hockey.
In Houston. Do you want a lot more Russians?
It depends. Yeah.
I didn't say Russian women.
I didn't say that either.
Okay. So it depends on what.
Russian men? Okay, what happens?
I don't know. What does happen?
Russian women.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah. Okay. And like I told you before, Russia's so far ahead.
You've been to Key West?
I have once, yes.
Okay, so I was in Key West. This is a true story. I was in Key West, and it was four of us. We were out on a boat with Captain somebody. I can't remember what his name was. He was taking a snorkeling, and it was really great. I mean, the water, it was unbelievable. And so we went out there, and he was telling us, he's like, yeah, I moved down here from Michigan is where I was originally from, and I've lived down here for about 12 years now. I do this. And we're like, oh, yeah. He goes, hey, and he turned to us. I remember having this conversation with him. He said, you notice how many beautiful blonde girls there are here? I said, I've seen it, yeah. He goes, many of them are Russian. I said, oh, is that right? He goes, yeah. He goes, let me tell you what happens. They come over here into Key West because, A, they like the climate, but, B, there's a lot of money that is here already that stays here, retired guys, or a lot of money that comes in here. And he said, what they do, he said, you have to be careful because I got married to one. He said, he said he was one of the ones. He goes, they will get you. He said, they're all over the place, and they are looking for husbands.
Mm-hmm.
He said they're looking for husbands. Then this is Captain Benny was saying, or Captain whatever his name was. He goes, and then they very quickly, you are going to find they're all over you. They want a child. They're anchored in. Once they have the child, they're anchored in. Then they leave you. And then you have child support payments. And he said, and then they move on to the next guy. He said, this happened to me. He said, it's well known around Key West. You better be careful if you're dealing with a beautiful Russian woman. That was in 2012.
As I understand it, the Keys now, they're not going to find a lot of men that are interested in Russian women.
Well, no, they have a big gay. I know where you're going. And the gay bars, you know where the gay bars are there.
They don't, but
that's a big part
yeah,
over
you
there.
You do. You found that one in L.A. like nothing.
You just walked in. Hey, what's up, homie?
I happened upon
it's like
it.
Captain.
He's got a gay bar dar.
I have.
He do. No, that is true. That's a known thing, too. That's true. But it's not over with. It's not like Puerto Vallarta or whatever. So it's a...
I was in Puerto Vallarta
so Paul
a couple
and Brian,
months ago, and I was like,
our
wow.
Our friends Paul and Brian told us about that years ago.
Here.
They go to PV.
A lot of rainbows.
They call it PV, and Paul and Brian told us years ago, like, no, that is the spot. We go to PV. That's where you go. The beach is a PV. It's a big gay spot.
You guys would have been so proud of me.
But Russian, if you want Russian women who want to have your child and then make your life a living hell, apparently, according to the boat captain that I was with.
Sounds appealing.
That's where you go.
You guys, we were talking, and I want to tell you, at the Emmys, I have told you guys, said, well, what's it like there? And I said, it's much gayer in L.A. It's much gayer because it's a lot more. You go to a restaurant here, and you might see a gay couple. You might see a gay couple. You might not. There, you go to a restaurant, there's five tables or six tables. I mean, it's prominent. Okay, and we were at the Emmys,
and you're okay.
And it was
like you were. I don't care. See,
yeah,
people
care.
Are like, it's prominent.
Let's,
right? It's in your face.
Hold on.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying it is.
Let's see if we're proud of them.
Right. So, this guy who's gay asked. He said, "He was talking to me, Wendy. So, what's the thing that surprises you most here?"
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Oh boy.
And I said,
"Don't embarrass our city."
I said. How the topography here, how the canyons and like just outside of L.A. is obviously the city is flat.
Yeah.
But man, you get right outside of L.A. and you're in canyons. I was like, I did not know that about this, how hilly it is here. That wasn't the first thing I thought of, but you'd have been proud of me
for finding a way.
No. I thought that story was definitely going to go in a different direction.
Yeah. No.
Credit to John for not saying the first thing that came to his mind.
A filter.
He has a filter.
I had a filter.
Only because he's with Wendy.
Yeah, well, Wendy is the filter.
Well, we were... And
every night before they go out, look, John, I've got your clothes that I need you to wear. She tells him what to wear. He puts it on. And then she goes... don't embarrass me. Has she ever said that to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
No, all the time. All the time. But I you know what? I don't care. It doesn't, but I'm just saying it is different than anywhere I've ever lived. In Chicago, it's not like that. Here, it's not like that.
Right.
Lafayette, Wisconsin.
Oh, well, it's not like that. Forget it.
Yeah. Now, you lived in Wisconsin in years ago. Wisconsin may be a very different place now.
No, it's not.
Not chances.
Lafayette could be. Really, really zesty
now.
It's not. You may not know.
It's not zesty. Not zesty at all. Time for you to talk about a little assist.
Yeah, quick assist. We had the Blake and Scott, the owners who started it, on just the other day. I was telling you about it. Quick assist is really cool because when you have tickets to sell, and this could be to an Aggie game, Longhorn game, Cougs, you could be LSU game. They're not just local. They're across the nation. NHL. MLB, NBA, NFL, college football. These are all available. Any tickets that you have that you need to sell or you want to sell, they can sell them for you. And what they do is you download the app, Quick Assyst, Quick Assist. They make it so easy. They allow you to list these tickets with them. And then what they do is they list it with 15 different ticket locations. 15. You have to go in and do each one individually. Chances are you'll only do one. And then the price is the price. Well, what they do is they have dynamic pricing. So the price will go up or down based on what the market is doing at that time. So they maximize the amount of money that you're going to get. They take a very reasonable commission, and they do all the work listing it on 15 different ticket sites. It's great. It's out of your hands, and you just wait for your money to come in, and you don't have to hassle with it. Quick Assist, let them sell your tickets for you. QUICKASYST. Download the app today, Quick Assist.
Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Yeah. I seem to remember that as well. They played at Toyota Center for 3 years, and then they went 1 year to Reliant, and it was over. But they were not successful at Toyota. The league wasn't successful. That was the problem with it. Is successful.
I went to some games because we had friends who had season tickets, and it was a pretty good crowd. I mean, maybe what I'm remembering is relatively speaking, but I don't think they were one of the issues in the WNBA. I think they had relative success for a startup. Once they were only here 4 years?
No, they were at Compaq for six, and then they were at Toyota
for
3 years.
They were at Toyota Center?
Yeah, they were at Toyota for 3 years.
And then Les got rid of them.
Yeah, but because it wasn't working. That was why. Anyway, regardless, I mean, I'll hope Tillman could get it done. But there's a lot of places vying for it, so we'll see. I mean, now it was like, who wants a WNBA team? Now it's like, yes, we want a WNBA team, and there's a battle for it. So we'll see how much it'll cost for them to bring a team here or whatnot. Whether or not it'll get done, we'll see. Hockey would be awesome, awesome as well. 713-780-3776. We got a full board here. Let's go. Who is first up? Who's been waiting the longest? It would be SMU Sonny. What do you say, SMU Sonny? How about TCU going to kick your ass this week?
Hey, it's not going to happen. We got WNBA and NHL up here, so I guess Dallas, you know, just better sports fans. But anyway, the Iron Skillet is Saturday. Lance and John, I just wanted to see, where does that trophy rank among your college football trophies? Just wanted to hear your thoughts on that, and maybe a little bit about the game. Big game. You know, they stole our coach, and we got to give it to them before they cancel the series.
Well, as far as the Iron Skillet goes, it ranks right behind the plastic toothpick for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the old plastic toothpick.
The old plastic toothpick.
I'm going to put it behind the rusty trombone for me.
The rusty trombone?
Indiana, I'm not sure you think that's what.
Yeah, that's
not what it is. You're not thinking clearly rusty? About that, yeah. No.
Will no. stuff a rusty nail?
No. Nope.
Okay. I know I've heard that term
there's
before.
An old
yeah,
oaken
well, there, there is a term.
There's an old oaken bucket?
No, I like the old oaken bucket much more. It's
what about
that.
Silver chalice?
Yeah.
What about the, what's what are they called?
Rickety
the,
shed?
The silver boot? No. What's the thing?
What in, about the glass slipper? Where is it?
What about the Arkansas the Arkansas LSU game? What's that trophy called? It's like a giant boot of the two states.
Yeah, no one knows.
I forgot what that's called.
Glass high heels?
Yeah.
Some strippers wear.
Well.
The
somebody play for that?
Paul Bunyan's axe?
Yep.
Yep.
That's a great one.
Yep.
The victory bell with the UCLA and USC?
Yeah, the wooden spatula?
That's,
I like that.
That's
that
not
one.
A thing.
It's right behind that one.
That's up to it. No, it's a thing.
We would say the iron skillet is not something we have carried the rank before,
Sonny.
That's
the first I've heard of it.
No. I knew that was the name of the rivalry. I just never decided to rank the trophy.
Oh, no one cares. Mm. No one.
I think it's below the OU Texas Golden Hat, I believe.
Yeah. What did the Bayou? Know, well, it's behind the Bayou Bucket.
Does he know this show? Does he know this show would never
think? I think he knew what was going to happen here.
What about the game itself?
No one cares.
Well, I will tell you, TCU lost a tight one last week. They blew a big lead to KJ Jefferson and UCF last week. They're up big in that one. In fact, they gave up two touchdown drives in the last 4 or 5
Where's
minutes
KJ
of the game.
Now?
He's at UCF.
Oh, no wonder they're pretty sporty.
Yeah, they didn't throw the football well up until the final two drives, so that's a disappointment for
TCU. See,
TCU.
I think they got the wrong favorite. I think SMU is going to whack TCU. TCU is a small favorite. The SMU is putting points on people. I like SMU this week to beat them in the silver bucket.
The thing is,
the iron skillet, right?
Yeah, it's not the silver bucket. SMU had a bit of a quarterback thing because they weren't sure about Preston Stone. Now they've benched him. He was supposed to be – like, his dad is a big – I think SMU guy. Is that right, Sonny? And Preston Stone is not going to win the job. He wasn't good, so they benched him for the guy who played better last year. So they do have a bit of a quarterback thing going on. But TCU's coming off a bit of a bit of a heartbreaker. I'm taking TCU in that one.
I got TCU, too.
You guys are fools. I'm with SMU Sonny. The better team is SMU.
I just don't want SMU Sonny to win, that's all.
I do.
I don't know. Thanks,
Lance. Thanks, Lance.
You're welcome, Sonny.
You're welcome, Sonny. Bye.
And
goodbye, Sonny.
Yeah, they put up points against Houston Christian. They put up 15 against BYU, and now they've had a bye week, so that's why the Preston Stone's got to go.
15 against BYU?
Yeah, BYU beat them 18-15.
Wow, that was a barn burner.
So they've had Kevin Jennings, I think, is going to start again for them, who wasn't expected to be their guy. I like TCU. They've got less questions at quarterback.
You know,
right now.
Preston Stone's dad was a donor.
That's what I said. Yeah. I thought he was.
A big SMU guy.
Yeah, I thought he was.
That's money guy.
He's the money guy.
That's why he went to the school.
A guy named Preston obviously went to a small private school.
No, Preston Smith, Mississippi State.
Yeah, no.
You say white guy named Preston.
White guy named
Preston. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, comments, I think you misremember some of these. Their first year, 9,700 people. Attendance.
I'm not saying their first year. That was when they were winning championships.
Hold on, second year, 12,600. That's more than the Rockets were getting. At times over the last few years. Then the next year, 11,906. Then the next year, 12,255. The next year, 11,320. The next year, 11,791 and 2003. I mean, we're already 6 years in. The next year, it went down a little bit to 8,835. This is when they stopped winning championships. And it stayed in the 8,000 range, which I don't think was bad for a startup basketball league, 8,000. And then it went down to the sevens.
Yeah, but you're 8 years in. It's not a startup league anymore.
Well, you still are.
Well, and it was falling off. And, by the way, you had to pay the players then because they won four championships for you.
Pay them how much?
Yeah. Well.
What do you think they made? You didn't have to pay them.
They didn't have that many games, and 8,000 is not going to pay the bills. It's not going to pay the bills.
Oh, no. Well, you need TV deals.
Yeah.
No.
And they didn't have a TV
ticket deal. Prices are never going to pay the bills for
No, right, right.
Ever.
Well, Caitlin Clark ticket prices are.
Resale prices.
Well,
are other people making money.
When she's making $72,000 a year, and she's filling arenas across the league.
So she's making $72,000. How much do you think Cynthia Cooper made?
Yeah,
$12 an hour.
I don't know what that was.
Can you imagine?
All I know is Van said it was not easy. It was not easy dealing with him. And now I can see with the way Cheryl Swoops is, I can see why. Ooh. Time to talk right now about Craig DeSerf. That's what we're talking about.
Craig DeSerf is the one who's going to find you the best deals possible on your Buicks, your GMC, and your Chevys. And if you go to the website, you can see for yourself what they are putting together, and it's great. They have all their different. They don't have all of them, but they've got a large percentage of. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. .com, and then you can see all the different programs they have. For example, the 2024 Chevy Silverado, they've got a great finance opportunity for you there if you're looking to purchase. They've got no market adjustments, no addendums, and no dealer add-on opportunities for you. You've got low, you'll check out the inventory. You've got low finance rates. You've got great opportunities right now on leases. They're doing a lot with leases right now with money due at signing, but then you get low monthly payments and a chance for you to have a very comfortable monthly payment depending on, you know, the number of miles that you want to have. Let's say you're someone who doesn't put a lot of miles on a vehicle. A lease might be perfect for you from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They'll even drive the vehicle out to you and drop it off if you want to get the lease from them. This is what you need to know. Great trade-in value, the best you're going to find. Low prices on the vehicles, the lowest you're going to find. And then customer service that has won awards year after year after year. So service, selection, price, everything that you can imagine all in one location out in Angleton where they treat everyone just like a family member. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Okay.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
848 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got to get guys in here. Ryan is next up on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And listen, my buddy last night told me, he said, I drove up to College Station. I was listening on 97.9 HD2. He said, I got you all clear as a bell all the way almost into College Station. So you people that aren't on 97.9 HD2, you are, I'm not going to say you're stupid, but it's not smart. It's just not smart. I'm telling you, it is the way to listen. 97.9 HD2. It's easy to figure it out. If you're old and you can't figure it out, ask someone young. They'll figure it out for you. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Hey, got two questions for you. I was watching the game last night, watching Rodgers, and he looked really good, even at 40. And I know it was some time, it was a while ago, but I'm curious what Lance had on his draft profile for Rodgers, even if he was doing that back then. I'm just really curious of what he saw back when he was playing in college and
not a lie.
Coming out. And then
Go ahead.
Sorry?
No, go ahead.
No, that was it. That was my first question. Just wanting to know what your draft profile was and why he fell. And my second question was, is he seems to have such good mechanics and he's so smooth. And yesterday I was just watching, it was popping off the screen. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. And what does he do that makes him a differentiator? Is it his throwing motion? Is it just his rotation of his hips, the footwork, throwing power? Like, what stands out? Because something looks different with him compared to other guys. And he's just so smooth, so I'm curious of what y'all's feedback is on that as well.
It's a great question because, to me, he's the most enjoyable quarterback I've ever watched, and I think he's the most talented quarterback that's ever played the game. Nobody is more talented. Arm strength, accuracy, mobility in the pocket,
release
quickness, ability to make throws that other guys can't. Like he's,
quick decision-making.
Oh, it's no one's been more talented than him, I don't think, that's ever played the game.
What impressed me the most last night was that.
I couldn't believe how he moved.
How he's moving.
He moved great.
He said, that's not a guy, a 40-year-old coming off an Achilles.
No.
Holy crap. He looked great.
He was escaping what I thought he was going to get sacked. Yes. He was able to escape it.
On that turf, too.
What makes him special is the release quickness, his arm talent, meaning he can throw from different arm slots.
That flick
but the wrist
special.
Flick is amazing. Yeah. He's got a very tight spiral. It never comes out. Like the ball is always a very catchable ball, tight spiral, quick release, and then his ball placement is astounding. I mean, he's got astounding accuracy and ball placement for the amount of release quickness he has. So his release quickness means he can beat coverages. Guys with windups, it gives the secondary a chance to get the jump. They see the pass motion starting so they can get the jump. You want to know one of the reasons Aaron Rodgers has historically low interception numbers? Number one, John mentioned it, his ability to, you know, read defenses and think quickly and process quickly. The other thing is his release quickness and arm strength are so good that those tight window throws, it's hard for DBs to challenge him because he's accurate, the ball's coming out so quickly, and he's got good velocity that they don't have as much time to go try to make a play on the football. I think his ability to make those throws without having to have standard Tom Brady-type mechanics. You know, Brady and Joe Burrow are a great example, guys with terrific mechanics, but it's standard. Aaron Rodgers can pop off at any second. And so now you have all these guys like Zach Wilson, Malik Willis. I'm trying to think of who. Wow. All these guys
going
who.
From Aaron Rodgers to him.
No, these are guys who people get all enamored with their trick shot throws, with their ability to throw sideways. And now we're going to see this, obviously, with Dylan Raiola, who throws like. Yeah. Now
he's a Mahomes clone.
He's a Mahomes clone, but Mahomes. And he seems to be able to do the same things Mahomes. Now, Mahomes, I don't know if he grew up loving. Mahomes reminds me of Matt Stafford, and actually, Matt Stafford was a guy that he looked up to. That's one of the reasons he wears 15. But Aaron Rodgers, you know, these trick shots and his the way he can throw with his feet at different, you know, it looks different than other people. People try to copy it and emulate it, and they think they're. You know, they think that's how you play football. Aaron Rodgers does that in the flow of a game, but he's also extraordinarily accurate consistent with his release and how he gets rid of it. I had on my kids, I had Aaron Rodgers as the number one player in the 2005 draft. I remember telling Charlie Cashley on the air on 610 that I said, and I'm sure Charlie didn't want to address this, I said, hey, if Aaron, I said, I've got your new quarterback. If it doesn't work out with David, this guy I saw from Cal, Aaron Rodgers is going to be the best quarterback in the 2005 draft. Charlie didn't know who he was. But now that doesn't surprise me a ton because sometimes GMs are not as up on some of the guys in the draft class during the season. But I just thought he was fantastic. Now, he's changed a lot of his stuff from Jeff Tedford over at Cal, but I thought that he had this great – at Cal, he had this unbelievable swagger. He had I thought he had really good technique, and that's actually one of the things that people beat him up about is he held the ball too high and was too mechanical. And that was one of the things they said. Apparently, he was too mechanical coming out of college. That's the last thing you'd say about Aaron Rodgers today. Yeah. Is that he's too mechanical. But I thought his personality on the field was great. I thought he had a great zip, great release. I loved him coming out of college.
Did you see?
And the reason he fell, John, is because they couldn't get a deal done with him in advance. It was him or the dual threat quarterback who had his leg chewed off by a shark.
Yeah.
No, he was hurt against the Texans. Yeah, the Texans, name is Alex actually. Smith.
Oh, that's
JJ
right.
JJ Watt the shark?
Was Watt the one who did that? Yeah. That was Texans?
Yes.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt acted as the shark in that one.
Alex Smith was the number one overall pick over Aaron Rodgers. But, okay. Mm-hmm. Did you see the interaction when they went up 14-0? He comes over, Aaron Rodgers comes to the sidelines, and Saleh wanted to hug him, and Aaron Rodgers pushed him away and had this disgusted look on his face.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers answered that question?
What did he say?
He said, I wasn't ready for it because he's not a hugger.
Oh yeah.
And so I didn't know what was happening. He goes, I'm not used to him being a hugger. He's not a hugger. I think Aaron Rodgers, isn't it amazing that everything gets, like, questions get asked in press conferences of things that aren't even football related on the field? We had, like, C.J. Stroud had to answer questions and had to say, I'm not trying to little bro him. C.J., you were mic'd up, and we were talking about this on Twitter.
Well, Callahan had to answer, what did you say after Will Levis lateraled that ball on the ground? And
he said,
you saw it.
You already know.
It was pretty obvious what I said, and I think the cameras caught it. So, never mind. You know what I said.
Sometimes we really don't need to know how the sausage is made.
Well, I needed to know why he said, what the f*** are you doing?
You needed to know why?
I knew why. I knew why, but I wanted him to answer that. That was my favorite.
And he did, and he said, well.
When it happened, I was watching. When it happened, I went, he just said, what the are you doing?
And he said, well, he cost us points. He did it last week, too.
That's what I would have said.
Did you see his dumbass throw that pick six last week? This is 2 weeks in a row. That man eats mayonnaise. There's some questions about him. He is a mayonnaise eater with a mayonnaise commercial.
Well, he's done questionable things.
He flipped the picture. Yeah, very questionable.
Very questionable. When's Five Star? Now or?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock. Okay, it's coming your way next, right here. We got winners. Five Star, 3-0 last week. He's won five of his last six, I think. He had a Michigan loser the week before. That's it. Five of his last six. So what Five Star says, you listen to him, okay? And what I say, listen to me. Coors Light is what I'm saying. I'll have some Coors Lights today. We're getting ready for the big listener appreciation party. I'll bring them with me, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. That's for sure. Nothing against any other beers, but my beer is Coors Light. I'm sorry. I stick to that. I'm disgusted with places that don't carry Coors Light. Like out in L.A., very few places, it's ridiculous. How few places carry Coors Light. I'm disgusted with this state. Here in Houston, we got a lot more places. That's why I love Houston. I love Houston because of Coors Light. We keep Texas chill. We know how to keep Texas chill with Blue Mountains. They don't in California. They don't know nothing about that. And you know what? That's why I love being here. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.